Okay, so any comments or thoughts you'd like to share what you saw? Okay. Yes.
I mean, in like society, the way it is as of right now, what would be like the best way of making people aware of, like, in society where people don't accept God anymore? Like, how is it possible for this to happen?
It's challenging, isn't it?
Yeah.
A short answer is through purity, because we have this nice saying, purity is the force, utility is the principle, books are the basis, and sharing with others is the essence. So to move someone's heart, it takes purity. In short of purity, ideas and formulas can maybe give a theoretical understanding. That's nice. It's good to have a theoretical understanding. But to really move hearts, it takes purity. Connected with that is, so how do we get purity? The question that you asked is presented at the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. It says there's a group of sages, and they're just at the beginning of the present age, and they're from their vast learning, they know what this age is going to be, just like the beginning of winter. We know what winter is like. So they say to one learned personality, what to do? In this age, people don't have interest in God. They're lazy, they're misguided, they're disturbed, they're always quarreling and arguing over trivial. The whole life is absorbed in those things. How to get them to this position? The answer that's given is by hearing topics of transcendence, by hearing, you understand this term, Krishna Katha, topics of the Supreme. Within those sound vibrations, there are spiritual potencies that can awaken the dormant God consciousness. Because the understanding is, it's already there. That spiritual understanding is not something that you have to find outside, it's something that's already inside. But our attention is so busy outside, and manipulating matter to make happiness happen, and control and own, exploit, and so on. So, turn one's attention inward through spiritual sound vibrations. And the most simple and essential of them all is names of God. Within names of God, all spiritual potencies are invested. So that's an essence answer. And for persons who are seriously and sincerely taking that up, gradually it brings purity. It takes layers and layers of covering off of our consciousness, and so the original consciousness is restored somewhat. And then there can be, from that subject to some object, seeing the person as a spirit soul and relating to them in that way, treating them in that way, even if their behavior is covered. So through purity.